Anyway, it's very nice of Victor to do this too. Everybody has lives, but he's a really good general manager to work for. And I didn't know really much of his background because I don't look into it. He's the boss. But I found out, there he is. I found out. Now you can hear me.
Hey.
But now I know.
Turn down your phone for the broadcast.
There you go. Go ahead, Dottie.
Hello. It is a pleasure to welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Victor.
Hi, a gentleman that I've had the pleasure of working with on our Oceana ships. He's been in the industry for over 28 years, almost 30 years, from Royal Caribbean Cruise Line to Crystal Cruise Line in the last 6.5 years with us at Oceana Cruises. Our general manager, Victor Conceição. Hi, Victor.
Hi, Dottie. How are you? Hi, Dom.
How are you?
Hi, Victor. How's everybody?
Good.
Please meet BJ Odom. He's our radio personality here on the show. And John Ferrantino, legendary comedy magician.
Victor, how you doing, guys?
Hi, Victor. Great.
And Victor, I'll tell you, now let's see, you're 28. I'm about 26 now. Dottie is over 30 years. And John is 30. John started on Norwegian Cruise Line in what year? 1988?
88, yeah.
So people that are watching this are looking at 110 years probably of experience at sea. What the hell were we thinking?
it must be something good about it,
yeah,
I guess.
You got it. You got it. And BJ hasn't cruised like we have. BJ had a career in radio for many, many years, and he left radio to do something that's not even close to radio, this. So I'm just kidding. I have to say this. I looked on your background just to know what I was talking about, and I didn't realize, I know why I like you. You're a front of the house guy. You came from the front of the house, you paid your dues from waiter to head waiter to senior waiter to restaurant manager to food and beverage manager to general manager. You didn't come out of the kitchen with your brain a little fried from the heat.
No, I start really from the bottom as a busboy, actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. And all the way to the top, and that's why I'm not sucking up. You're a great GM to work for because you came. The front of the house is not the same as the back of the house, especially when it comes to dealing with guests and dealing with the hotel department, which is massive on a ship. It's a real people job. So anyway, thank you for being with us. You're very generous with your time. Thanks.
Thank you very much for having me, and it's a real pleasure to see you and Dottie. I think yesterday you guys are very happy, right? I think if I recall, you are Pittsburgh fans, right?
Dottie,
well,
is, yeah.
I am.
Well, who's the boss?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, yeah. Tom, come on. You know?
I don't know if you've ever heard of a team called the New York Jets, but John and I are both.
I heard that sometimes they play, other times they show up.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, they don't even show up anymore.
You know.
Oh,
you know. Well, we appreciate you being here. I know you've checked in on us once or twice. We started this show. I started the show right after we came home because I figured it would keep me busy. I thought it would be for the summer, Victor. We didn't think it would go on this way. And then John joined, and then BJ, and then Dottie. And then when we went on social media, it exploded because, you know, we had people checking in from everywhere. And we realized they were guests, and they were staff members, they were officers. Luksha Kristovic will join us Thursday from Croatia.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun because a lot of our loyal guests, Karen Pollack, they're on every day.
Karen sent me an email that she's watching, so.
There you go.
There you kisses go. For her. I have a fan already. One.
You have more than that, Victor.
It
you
truly
have more than that.
It is.
Give me a couple more.
It is truly an Oceana family. They've been very supportive of the show. We always ask this question first: were you on a ship when we were told we're done for a while?
Yeah, well, Tom, you know, I was on the ship when all this started back in January, right? And I left the ship. I was scheduled to go on vacation on February 17th, so I did.
Ah.
And from there on, I guess in about 10, 15 days, everything went down and down and down and down. When I left on February 17, for sure we would not go anymore to China and we had canceled and changed our port of call and our itinerary on the world cruise, on the around the world. Mm-hmm. But I never in a million years I would think that something like this would happen. It's not, like you say, we all been on the ships for so many years, and many things have happened, many things. But something like this, so global and so deep, and so in such an extensive period of time, I never expect. Yeah. And I'm still surprised and shocked with what's going on. And I really see just very little light in the end of the tunnel. I think we have some light there, but it's so small, so dim that I don't know what the future is.
Well, Europe, Europe.
I was on the ship, yes.
Yeah, Europe is ahead of us. I mean, you know, MSC's got a couple ships out there. They're trying it. They're doing mm-hmm. the protocols. How has Portugal been doing in terms of this? Have you been in a lockdown like we have? We were. Now we're not really in Florida, but
yeah. I've been spending more half and half of my time between Portugal and Serbia. I live between the two countries because my youngest son, Andre, is only 11 and he lives in Serbia, and I spend a lot of time with him. So I've been in Portugal, and right now, actually, I'm in Serbia.
Okay.
And both countries are very similar. We had extreme lockdowns. And here in Serbia, we had police hour, as they call it. We could not go out after 4 or 5 o'clock at one certain time. Whoa. No out on the weekends back in May. But right now is everything is very calm. People adhere to the instructions from the government, wearing masks indoors, no coffee shops after 11 o'clock, not a lot of people together without masks. Yeah, you can see people in the streets, but with masks, unless you're walking around just by yourself or with your son or whatever, or with your wife, obviously you will not have masks. But soon you go to a crowded area, people adhere to it. And in Portugal, it's exactly the same. Wow. In Portugal, we've been having a little bit of a rise in the cases. We're having now 1.8 to 2,000 cases every day. We have 10 million in Portugal. In here in Serbia, we have 8 million, and we have about 150 to 200 cases a day. So I think it's controlled. I think the people is calm, and nobody wants to close the economy. Because as Annie was saying, I was listening to her, is the lowest spectrum, the lowest range of the spectrum is the ones they suffer. It's the waiters, it's the cooks, it's the cleaners. And nobody wants to close the economy because that people will pay a price, very high price. So, you know, and not a rich country as Portugal or Serbia are, they don't want to close the economies because the people will suffer a lot.
And in our industry, and it's not just the ships, you know, in the U.S., not to get political, this isn't political, it's just the reality. There is a perception sometimes because cruise lines don't pay taxes, so to speak, in the United States. But the reality is the creation of the jobs and the travel agents, the travel agents that generate so much income, and the bit small business is suffering, and on and the dock workers and the bus drivers and the hotels and on and on and on. So hopefully, you know, sometime soon, again, we follow MSC and what they're doing. They have the occasional, you know, case, but it seems like they're controlling it. And hopefully, I think I should know this. TUI is still sailing. I think the German line is still sailing under some protocols. I don't think they've parked. So there are cruise lines that are.
Yeah.
MSC is the only one that hasn't had any cases, but I believe Costa had 8 or 9 on a recent ship. But the IATA is supposed to be starting as well.
Yeah. So.
Is several companies they're restarting, and in Europe we've been when we say we, and I have nothing to do with it, but Europe in general,
yeah.
I think it's been a little more lenient and more adventurous and more supportive of the industry than in the United States. I think it's a little more cautious in the United States. And again, I don't want to get political on this. I never criticize no government. I will not start it now.
Yeah.
Each government does for the people what they think is best for their people.
Yeah.
And this is what CDC and the American government think is best. You know, maybe we have a different idea. I see a lot, as you say, Tom, is thousands and thousands and thousands of people, thousands of restaurants, hotels, transportation, entertainers.
Yeah.
You know, all these, our friends that they work in the cruise industry for so many years, and they've been busy. Right now, I have no job at all. Yeah. You know, I feel it's not only us that we work on the ship as a permanent job, is the people who used to do work on the ship as well, occasional work, they're suffering. It's huge. And yeah. I really hope we can restart all this business again soon. And I don't think it's easier.
I think you're right about not criticizing the government. So let's pick on Crystal. I'm just kidding. I didn't realize we're 18 years. It's the one, I don't think John's performed there either. I've yet to perform on Crystal. Friends of mine have for many, many years, but I never had a chance to get to work over there. They it's a wonderful line. They do say the audiences are, for comedians, they're hard work over there, a little tougher. Yeah.
Tough.
That's what I heard. So
it was more of a community as well. If you had 3 or 4 days before your show, you went around and you do a little PR and they like you, you could say 3 words and they would love you.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a clan, you know? Like you say, it's not really, it was 18 years. If I stay there 18 years, it was great. But changing subjects, for the last 6, almost 7 years, I've been very, extremely happy where I am now. And I say I am because I am thinking that soon we'll go back and we'll be part of a great organization again. Is a unique and a very special place.
I agree.
The company that we work for is amazing.
And the audiences and the people are very similar in that if they like you, they love you. And even if they don't like you, they're pretty good about it. But you know, my wife has all the fans, Victor. You know that. Nobody.
She does.
Yeah, nobody cares about
she
me.
She does.
I'm just Mr. Dottie.
He's a cult leader.
Yeah.
but Tom, if you... You know, one of the pictures I have in my mind about Dottie, and we worked together in Alaska, not for long. It was the first time, right, Dottie?
It was
the only time we worked together.
It was.
And one time I wake up quite early, and the ship was docked in Skagway, and cold as it can be in early morning in Skagway. And I see this person with a hat on, with I don't know what she had on, in the gangway at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, saying hello and goodbye and have a great day to our guests.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Of course, they love her. She's amazing.
My earmuffs.
Old school. It's old school.
My God.
It's old school.
I said, what are you doing in here? In the middle of... It's Skagway, cold as could... You know, the middle of the ice age. And she's there. Have a good day, guys. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, well...
Of course they're going to love her.
It takes at least a week or two when we get home to have her not standing by the garage door when I'm leaving just to say goodbye. It takes a little while to break her that habit. I have to,
Does she give you a map?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Then he won't get lost.
You know, many of the viewers and listeners are avid cruisers, but some aren't. But even the ones that are, I'm sure you do a Q&A on board, but a general manager for Oceana, obviously overseeing how many in the department, 300 people, I would think, or something like that. But your normal day takes you through everything, right? The housekeepers, the chefs, the destinations, all of it, correct?
That's correct, Tom. It's a PR job. In many ways, I say this. It's a PR job. I don't clean cabins. I don't serve people. But I want to ensure, I don't entertain people, but I want to be the support for the people who does the real work and the real job. And I think that's what the general manager is all about, the glue in the team. you know, I have the easiest job if I have a good team. But the only way I can help in that is to support them, to give them a good moral. You know, sometimes pass by, make a joke, say hello, good morning to a steward or a cleaner. It makes the day of that person. That person going to make the day of a guest. And I think it's all about what I do, is to be the glue in between the departments and between the departments and the guests. And I do a lot of secretary work for myself. It's a big part of my work too.
There's a lot of paperwork.
But yes, I always say I'm not in charge of the housekeeping. I'm not in charge of the house, the kitchen, or neither of the entertainment. I am part of the team. And I think my job is to ask the people like Dottie and like the chefs and like the housekeeper and the F&B, what you need? Can I help you with anything? Can I speak to someone to make your job easy? Can I do something to make your job easier? How can we make better for the guests? Because in the end of the day,
that's the one they pay our
salary, right?
Yeah. I take the same approach here. Every time we come on the air at 10 o'clock, I say to BJ, BJ, what can I do for you today, BJ? And he says, make sure my guy wins the NASCAR race. And what can I do for you, John? Help the New York Jets. And then we move on because I can't do anything. And I say, Dottie, what can I do? And she said, shut up. That's pretty much what we do. So no, that's the right approach. And it honestly, I didn't know your background. When I saw it, it made all the sense in the world because I watched you work, and that's exactly how you do things, and that's how you get a team to work harder anyway. You know, you support them and encourage them, and it also
helps when you've done everything.
Yep.
Every job, you know, people respect that.
Yep. You know,
it's not some guy who comes in that, you know, you can't go, what does he know about this job?
Yeah.
You know, like he did this job, that's how he knows about it.
You know, and
I know what they're going through.
On the ships, I started in, and as Tom said, I did start from the service area as a busboy in the Royal Caribbean. Actually, in a small company called Admiral. Admiral was my first company. Then I went to Royal Caribbean. But actually, I have a background from the kitchen because my mother, she was a chef. And I didn't like it. I did not like it.
Really?
I could see my mother from morning to night on the pots, and I say, no way, Jose, I'm not going in that direction, you know. And actually, I was working as administrative. I was working in an office. I studied administration. I never expect to end up like I end up. Actually, it was kind of luck of the draw, as sometimes people say.
Yeah,
it just happened, and I love it. I think all the years I've been doing this, I love it. But actually, I did start in the galley, and I have I do appreciate the hard work. And sometimes I even understand why they don't want to talk to nobody.
That's true. Although, you know, we've had so many chefs on in the last few months, mostly the culinary arts people, but also other chefs, and Susie Heller. And I asked her about noise in the kitchen. You know, in those 5-star, 3-star Michelin restaurants, is it quiet? Because when I was in the restaurant business, it wasn't quiet in the kitchen. You know, the chef was yelling at the sous chef, and the sous chef was yelling at the prep cook or salad man or whatever. But they say, no, it's I've never been in the kitchen on a ship during, you know, during dinner hour. Is it quiet in there usually?
In all these years I've been in the industry, I have to say that it has changed a lot.
Yeah.
I started when the time that the head chef used to throw potatoes on the waiters. And I'm not joking. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
Push them around, slap people. It was a zoo.
Yeah.
And thank God that they've changed to a civilized environment. Today the chefs, they understood that the waiters, they're not just food carriers.
Yeah.
They transport their art,
yeah,
their work. They serve their work. Today is a mutual appreciation that it didn't exist in a few years ago. When it comes to the noise, it's the same. Today is much more respect for the environment, for each other's job. Mm-hmm. It's more of a lady and gentleman environment than it used to be.
Yeah.
It's sometimes a little shout here, then give me the fish. Where is my potatoes? Where is my sauce? another one on the bus, whatever. But it's not what it used to be. Definitely very much different than it used to be. Thank God it is like that.
And if it was like that at Oceania, they wouldn't throw potatoes. It would be truffles. You know,
probably and lobsters.
Yeah, something better than just a potato. We're not gonna, you know, Dottie.
I have to say, the few times I've been in the galleys on our Oceania ships, whether it's to pick up a birthday cake or to drop something off for the executive chef, it goes like clockwork. It's a well-oiled machine that absolutely produces the best food in the industry.
Yeah, way to get that plug in.
It is, though. It is. It's been rated number
good
one
job.
In food.
Well,
I know who's missing Oceania cuisine. Thank you, Dot. Me too.
Yeah, that's for sure.
What have you been doing since you've been home then?
I've been spending a lot of time with my little one. Look at him. He's over there studying history today. He's studying history. We've been spending lots of time. You know, it's always a good thing out of something, when something bad happened. I truly believe, and I think we're all the same. We are old enough, and I'm not calling anyone old in here. I'm saying we are older enough to believe that out of a bad situation, we can bring the best of it and make the best or try to make something good out of it. Mm-hmm. And me and Andre, we didn't have a really strong connection because Tom say, I'm from Portugal and I do spend a lot of time in Portugal when I'm on vacation, obviously. but I used to spend some time in here, but never such a period of time like this. So I took advantage of this bad situation. And I've been spending I think 95% of the time with Andre. So we get to know each other. We build a very nice relationship in the last 8-9 months. I've been very blessed with that. The whole situation is not good, but this situation is amazing. Yeah. And I could not be happier than I am with this, I'm doing. Basically, I've been spending time with Andre.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's the same with John and BJ and I. We're closer than ever.
Dottie, how close are they?
No, they're not. They're nowhere close.
Okay.
Tom and I are very close.
Yeah, well.
Okay. We're all making sure.
I'd be closer with Tom if you just help me with my homework.
That's a problem. We, Dottie and I, our life is the way it is. You know, we're always together anyway, so it hasn't changed much except for the fact that we don't
leave to go to the office or to go to the show or to do something.
And we don't have room.
We're together all the time.
We don't have room service.
I haven't seen my son since Christmas.
Yeah, that's different.
Except on Zoom and, you know, phone calls every day and, you know.
Well, I don't see my daughter since.
My son's
I don't
older.
See my daughter for 1 year now.
Yeah.
Now, she lives in England. She lives in England. Vanessa, she lives in England. And England has been a nightmare. Between Serbia and Portugal, none of us can travel to each other. We need to be in quarantine because work, because I need to go out. I cannot afford quarantines. And she cannot afford quarantines. So we don't see each other for 1 year. Well, physically. Like John say, we do a WhatsApp or whatever, FaceTime. But we don't see each other for 1 year now.
Yeah, it's a really
Roger, Dr. Roger Cartwright says to say hello, Victor. He was on.
Oh, hello back to him and Lady.
Yeah, yes. Again, I say it all the time, but it's the really cool thing about this show and Zoom. The technology is just, you know, amazing because you can bring people together, and our guests love it because they're huge fans of all the staff and the GMs and the. And the chefs, we need to get. We've talked about getting Fareed on. Fareed would be a really good.
Home.
Is he home?
He just went on. Yeah,
he just got home.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We need to track him down. He'd be a good. He'd be a good guest. And everybody.
We're gonna need a translator, though.
Yeah, no. He's French. Bonsoir, bon.
We'll have to have Jennifer on at the same time.
It's a good idea. Yeah.
When Chef Fareed does a cooking demonstration, it's usually when the chef from the Italian restaurant, and he's French, the other guy's Italian. And I said, there's nothing more fun than watching two guys destroy a steak in the English language at the same time. It's like, you have no idea.
I know Farid for many, many years. Yeah. I work with him in a different company as well. Okay. I work with him in Crystal.
Yeah.
We both come from there. Well, I know each we know each other for many, many years. I have such appreciation for that guy. I love Farid. I love everybody. Yeah. I don't have favorites, but Farid and me, I don't know. I really have a very special relationship with him. I love the guy.
Dottie and I both agree. He's, you know, there are some chefs that I'm sure they're wonderful chefs, but then there are others that are wonderful chefs that are out with the people, out with the guests, who go out in the dining room and talk to each table and say, you know, how was it, whatever. Face the music. The music's always excellent, but the people get the biggest kick out of seeing the chef or the GM in the dining room just saying hello to people and checking on things. And Farid's always out in the public areas. He's a super guy, just a great guy.
Between him and Mario, I don't know which one is the most PR guy.
Yeah.
Between the two of them, yeah. He's like, do you guys know where is the galley?
Yeah,
do you want me to give you a galley tour or something like that?
I've said that to him on occasion. Furry, can I show you where the kitchen is? You're never in it.
But the guests, they love it. And they do that, and they reach their goals perfectly, you know? Yeah, that's what it's all about. Look.
Hi.
Greetings from the United States of Mask.
Say hello. You want to say hello?
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Are you all done?
You can listen to this.
Are you all? Is your schoolwork all done?
My homework is not done yet.
Okay.
No.
Well, take your time with it. What's the
rush? They are talking to you from the United States.
From Florida.
I work with Tom, and I work with Dottie, and I never met these nice two gentlemen, and this lady I work with her is Dottie.
And
I never met these two guys, but one of them is from the Jets, but it's okay. You know, I'm sure they're nice people. Say goodbye to them.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Nice to see you. All the
study
best.
Hard.
That's great.
Go study.
Study hard. He said, I will.
He speaks very good English.
Yeah.
He speaks perfectly. Sometimes he says, Dad, you know that I speak better English than you. He corrects me. Say, Dad, you don't say that like that. You say like this. I have to tell you a funny story. My ex-wife, we have a good relationship. And last year, when Andre had to do homeschooling because they stopped school. This year, they're back in school, but last year, they do the homeschool. So the English teacher gave him a 4 because Andre doesn't like school. He didn't like it. This year, he loved school. The last year, he didn't like it very much. So he was kind of lazy with the homework, and we had lots of work to be done on his commitment to school. So the English teacher gave him a 4. My ex-wife almost killed her. She made a public discussion about how my son can get the 4 in English when he teaches the English teacher how to speak English. So the guy speaks very good English.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
He does.
Wonderful. He does. We're very proud. And let him know we're in Florida, right around the corner from Mickey Mouse. And all those just down the street. So we don't go there, but it's nearby. So
I wish we had plans to go there this year. Unfortunately, that's another thing that we had to cancel, right? So
yeah, it really is.
It's okay. Next year or the year after, right?
That's what we figure. We keep watching and fingers crossed and praying that the vaccines arrive and the CDC finally lets the cruise lines at least, you know, make an effort to try to sail again and control it, and we'll see what happens. That's all we can do. So, as entertainers, we never thought, there's one thing if you work on ships, but you don't get a job on ships, you can always get a job somewhere else. But to be not be able to do what you do, you know, starting last March is just a weird feeling. I always figured I could tell jokes somewhere. Now I can, as long as I want to wear a mask and stand 10 feet away from somebody and can't hear him laugh. Other than that, it'll be a great show.
Because for you guys, entertainers, it's not only the ships. If you had gigs somewhere else, they stopped that as well, right?
Yeah, everything is stopped.
Everything is stopped. Yeah. I can see the Broadway, they stop it until March as well, right?
Yeah.
All these
now,
kids.
Now till the summer.
Summer.
Until the summer?
Yeah.
It really hurts to see that kind of things. Honest, I'm a fan of Broadway and New York and shows and musicals and all that. I think is an amazing form of entertainment. And it's really a pity. I don't have words to describe how painful it is to see all these people without a job.
Yeah.
And us without the arts. Because it's not only about the job. Because people who perform arts, they have to have a receptors. And I like it. I think Tom Dottie knows that I like the shows. I go see art. I consider it art. But I love it. It's a shame that we cannot have it. TV is not the same. TV is not the same.
And John is a comedy magician, so much of his performance revolves around volunteers. And so you really can't have volunteers. John figured out his act now is how long, John? 8 minutes?
2 hours cut down to about 8 minutes.
Hello, guys. Hello, good evening. Goodbye. Okay, done.
Show's over.
Thanks for inviting me. Gotta go.
Speaking of gotta go, it's 12:05. We've already taken too much of your time, and we're going to sneak out of here. But thank you. It means a lot. It means a lot to our guests, too, the people, you know, Stephen, Ellie, and Karen, and the list goes on and on that watch every day and or listen on the radio. Steve Shulman, he's always on the show. We did name that tune last week with two Oceana guests, Steve Shulman and Karen Pollock. How crazy is that? With Ed Waters. I don't know if you've ever sailed with Ed Waters. He's a cocktail pianist. Ed's in Boston.
He was up in Alaska that year as
well. Ed's in New York on the piano.
Yeah.
Ed's in New York on the piano. Karen's in Arizona and Steve's in New York. And they're doing Name That Tune. I mean, only with Oceana people. And just, sorry, Karen, but she didn't know one song.
No, it's okay. She participated. That is important.
Yeah,
and Tom, before you cut me off, I understand that you have more important people.
No, we're done. We're going to lunch.
No. I know at least one person. Thank you for the email. Merci beaucoup, mademoiselle, madame. But I'm sure there's some other people listening to us. I speak for myself, but I'm sure I speak for other people as well. It's not only a job, it's a passion to work in our industry. And I can't wait to go back. It's not, like I say, it's not about to have back a job, but it's to do what I really love to do, to please people, to see our guests, their smile, their appreciation for what we do is really an amazing reward as well. I think you guys as entertainers is exactly the same. You can do a show, if nobody claps, you might feel very happy, but you know, the appreciation is not there. That's what we do. We do things to make people happy and to see their smiles, and is a wonderful feeling.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to go back to work to see people smiling for what we do and in appreciation of what we do. And if there's any crew members and staff and officers, whoever, colleagues of us, listen, can't wait to go back to work and work with everybody else as well.
Thanks, Victor.
And thank you, Tom. Thank you, Dottie.
Thank you, Victor.
John, BJ, nice meeting you guys.
Nice meeting you.
John, I don't know what the jet's going to be, but you always can do some barbecue or something like that. You know, I don't know.
You need the barbecue to team.
I'm a saint.
Are you? New Orleans Saints?
Who that?
Yeah, good. You're well. Drew Brees, you got a good team there. All right. You're a great guy, great boss. Thank you, Victor. You stay safe.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon.
Dottie.
Take care.
Take care.
The kisses is only for Dottie.
And all right. Thank you, everybody.